Hi, I'm your neighbor. Yeah, L. Hi. So I noticed that's your car, right? The silver. Yeah. So I noticed you've been parking like really, really close to the line. And I was wondering if maybe you could like not do that. I know that you have a big car, but so do I. And I'm afraid that you're gonna hit my car with your door. Are you like okay? No, you just sort of look like you're gonna cry? Did I say something wrong or? Oh no, I'm sorry. You were already having a tough day. Okay. Well, listen, this isn't like a big deal. It's mostly just me having a fear from the old apartment that I lived in, where my car got dinged up by the person who lived next to me all the time. And it's really a me thing. I figured I would just ask you and get it out of the way. No. There's no hard feelings. It's totally fine. If I'm honest, it looks like you could use someone to talk to. Is that? Yeah? Okay. Mind if I come inside? Well, I see you have a teapot going, so you could pour some tea for me. Okay, great. This is a nice place. We have really similar floor plans, but I think maybe I have an extra bedroom or something. How many do you have? Yeah, I have one extra one. But yours is like more updated than mine. Even the floor is nicer. Can I just sit on your couch? Okay. Very squishy couch. Very bachelor pad couch, but that's all right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I do love green tea. I guess we have that in common. And this is perfect. That's really good. Where'd you get this? Oh my god, I love Trader Joe's. I really do. It's one of those places where I feel like every time I go, it's an adventure. You know what I mean? Like, they always have all that seasonal stuff. And then everyone who works there is just always having, like, the best day of their life. You know? I just feel like any other grocery store you go to, people might be sort of down, annoyed that they're at work. But at Trader Joe's, they're singing. They're, like, playing hacky sack and shit. Anyway, I will have to grab this tea next time I'm over there. Now, why don't you tell me what's going on? No, don't be shy, please. Wait, she said what? Okay, continue. No, that does not sound like it's your fault. Not at all. If anything, she sounds not very nice. And when did this happen? Oh, honey, it's so fresh. Oh my gosh. Now I see why you were upset. I'm so sorry. You definitely don't deserve that. No. There is nothing wrong with you, okay? Think of it like the chances of you finding somebody that you actually like is rare because what you like is so specific to you. I really do think that there is somebody for everybody, but it does take time. And obviously, if she treated you like that, she's not worth your time. I know that doesn't really fix anything, at least. Not right now, but I hope you know it's true. I'm not just saying that. Oh, please. I mean, I'm older than you, so I've had more dating experience than you. I've had my fair share of heartbreaks, manipulative losers, I mean, you name it. And I have dated it. Sometimes you just have to learn things the hard way, and it sucks every single time, but you learn something, and that's a good thing. And besides, you took a leap of faith even trying a relationship with somebody. It's not easy to put yourself out there. I think that's probably the hardest part of dating, is just the vulnerability of being open to it. Oh, do you want a hug? Yeah, here, come here. I'll hug you. Nice and tight. Don't worry, I'm sturdy. You can hug me tighter than that. Oh, that's a good hug. It feels nice, right? Just to have somebody embrace you for a bit. Yeah, it feels nice for me too. Thank you. What a delectable hug. I mean, gosh, with hugs like that, I'd imagine that you have trouble keeping the ladies away from you. Yeah, I'm serious. Oh, honey, if you think that I'm offering you empty compliments, you are sorely mistaken. That is not my brand. I only say things if I mean it. And that's why I came over here to tell you that your car was parked too close to mine. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And it's nice, right? Like, I think there's something about being with an older woman who knows what she wants, who isn't still trying to figure out who she is. You know what I mean? How old was the girl that you were with? Yeah, I mean, girls in their 20s, they try. They're trying, I think, but there's a lot of growing up to do, for sure. And maybe you're just too mature for girls your age. Have you ever thought about that? Well, I don't know. I mean, you were open to discussing your feelings with me and didn't shy away from the feelings of hurt. That's pretty mature. A lot of guys your age would say, oh, I'm fine, I don't care, and they wouldn't show any emotions. And that's usually a sign of insecurity. But you didn't do that. So, that's why I think maybe you're mature for your age. No, I am not flirting with you. But I could be. If you are interested, I could be. Because if you think this is flirting, that's how I know you've only been dating girls in their 20s. No. It's endearing, please. I promise. I do think that you're very handsome. When I knocked on your door, I actually didn't know it was you that lived here. I've seen you around, walking your dog. I've definitely given you the eye a couple of times. I don't know. I just think you're cute. You give off, like, very confident but charming energy. And I noticed. Full disclosure, I normally would not go for a guy in his 20s, but I don't know. I mean, like I said, you seem mature for your age. So does this mean you want to go on a date with me? Don't be shy, say it. Yeah, you want to take me on a date? Am I the oldest woman that you've ever been on a date with? Oh, how do you feel about that? Does that intimidate you? No, okay. I like that. I do. Yeah, I do. You really are cute. Yeah. I kind of want to hold your hand. Is that okay? Is that too much? I know you're obviously getting over your ex. But hand-holding is okay, right? Oh, your hands are so warm. I do like how that feels. Do you? You look a little tiny bit flustered. Am I right? There's no reason to be nervous if you are. We're just friends, chatting, that's all. Friends who I think are gonna go on a date, right? Still maybe a little more than friends, but it's not like we've kissed or anything. I mean, unless you wanted to maybe kiss me. Yeah, just a peck, nothing crazy. Oh, you went for two. Very bold of you. Very, very bold of you, but I don't mind. No. I mean, gosh, you're already holding my hand. Buy me dinner first. And speaking of, I am actually hungry. Are you interested in going to get something to eat? So why don't we do it? Let's have our first date tonight. What do you say? Okay. I'm gonna go change real quick. I don't really want to go in my work outfit. Let me put on something a little cuter, and I'll be back here in a few minutes, okay? I'm back. Ooh, you want to pick your jaw up off the floor, honey? I know. I just got this dress, actually. I feel like the way it hugs my curves is just almost unfair. Oh, you want to sit for a bit longer? That's okay. Here. Let me cuddle up next to you. You don't look so bad yourself. No, I like the outfit you picked out. You know, I was thinking, since you've been feeling so stressed, maybe before we go out to dinner, I could give you a little massage. Yeah? Okay. Here, why don't you lay down on the couch? Take your shirt off, please. And yeah, lay face down on your belly. Perfect, perfect. Just ignore the fact that I'm in a really short dress and I am gonna have to pull it up so I can straddle your back, but Don't think about that. Or do. Okay. Close your eyes and listen to me and tell you how adorable you are. I'm gonna start with your shoulders, gently massaging and releasing all that tension. And how's that? Yeah. I meant what I said. You're so freaking cute. So handsome. And any woman would be lucky to be with you. But notice I said woman and not girl. A 20-something girl just may not be capable of giving you everything that you need. Not like I can. That's it, yeah. Breathe out. Really let yourself feel good, okay? Yeah. Feel all that stress dripping slowly off you. Feel my hands releasing all of your tension. Can you feel my nails on your back too? They're good for scratchies. You're handsome and smart and so sexy. Really, I think that you're incredibly sexy. I'm gonna move lower, is that okay? Yeah, perfect. Does it tickle a little bit? I can adjust the pressure if so. Is that better? Okay, good. Are you starting to feel more relaxed? Yeah. I actually want you to flip over now. Yeah. Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Oh, honey, it is just as I suspected. My warm touch awoke something in you, didn't it? Yeah, that's okay. In fact, I'm happy about it. I want to make this night all about you, making you feel good, reminding you how great you are, how sexy you are, how wanted you are. And if it's okay with you, I want to make you feel good before we go out to dinner. Okay. Let me take these pants off you then. Now you have a much better view too. There we are. You are so hard. I like it. Yes, I do. Now put your hands behind your head, forming a little pillow. Relax your shoulders. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And out. Perfect. Now I don't want you to focus on anything other than the way I make you feel. Nothing else, okay? Your mind is entirely on me. Can you do that? Yeah. Why don't I get your cock a little bit wet? Mm. husband. I'm just gonna stroke nice and slow while I whisper in your ear how sexy you are and how badly I want to make you feel good. And I'm so attracted to you. I think that you're so hot. And stroking your cock like this is making me wet. Yes, it is. There are few things that I love as much as feeling a hard cock in my hand. Probably the only thing that I like more is if I move down a bit lower and feel it in my mouth. Oh, that's so good. Just gentle licks on the tip. Do you like it? Yeah. Good. I'm gonna take more now, okay? I can tell that you have a lot to release. I better keep sucking. You know, your cock is particularly delicious. It's easy to get lost in sucking it. You know, I could take it a little further. You're feeling good? Your perfect cock feels cared for and served. Yeah. Okay, good. You can close your eyes or you can watch me work if you want. Very good. No, it's okay, don't worry. I may have a crazy gag reflex, but I do know how to keep it under control. You just enjoy, okay? Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting close. Okay. Of course you can come in my mouth. I would love to taste it. Please give it to me. Oh my gosh. That's perfect. Yes, absolutely. I can practically taste all of the relief that you felt. Oh, honey, have you never had a proper blowjob before that? Oh, that simply will not do. It's somewhat of a specialty for me. I mean, look how good it made you feel. I'm glad you liked it. I'm not gonna lie, I had planned to only help you relax, but getting all that cum right down my throat made me incredibly horny, and I think I may need some in my pussy too. Would that be okay? Yeah? Would it be okay if I ride your face first? Only if you're okay with that. Okay. You can stay right there. Okay, I'm just gonna pull my panties to the side and you let me know if it's okay for you. And you just squeeze my thighs extra hard or tap them and I'll get off, okay? Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. Fuck. That feels incredible. Oh my god, the way you're moving your tongue. Oh, can I just grind? Is that okay? Fuck. Oh my god, you're so fucking hot. I can't remember the last time I was this wet. It's all for you. Yeah, it's all for you. Fuck. Yeah, move your tongue in little circles like that. That's so good. Fuck. I might need your cock in me sooner than I even thought. I don't know how much more I can take. Is your face covered in my wetness? Sorry if it's too much. I get really fucking wet. Especially if I'm with someone as sexy as you. Fuck. Oh my god. Hold my thighs like that. Oh my god. I know I'm sitting on top of you, but it feels like I wouldn't even be able to get off unless you wanted me to. Oh, that's sexy. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm close to coming, but I feel like I want to come with your cock inside me. Yeah. Let me ride your cock. Yeah, no. It's all about you. You just lay. I don't want you to do anything, okay? Here we go. You just lay there. Let me pop my tits out of this dress. Oh, there you go. Feel free to play with them however you want while I slide down. Your face. So delicious. Of course I lick it off your face. I'm a fucking woman. That's what ladies do. Kiss me. Yeah, you like this pussy? Yeah? Oh, fuck. Your dick feels perfect inside my pussy. You're gonna come inside me, right? It's gonna feel so good. Gonna paint my insides while I come. My God, I could kiss you forever. You are an excellent kisser. Tasting my pussy juice off your face is so fucking erotic. When you fuck up into me, look how my tits bounce. I know they're so big and pretty. Grab them, yeah, grab them like handles. Oh, will you fuck into my soaking wet cunt? That's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come on your cock. Yeah, fuck. I'm gonna come all over your dick. Yeah, I want you to come inside me. Come on. Come inside my pussy. Give me that load. You deserve to come inside me. Yeah, you deserve a woman. Fatigues her come all the time. Yes, you do. And I'm happy for it to be me. Oh, God. Can we come together? Okay. Fuck. Yeah, I'm right there. Oh, God. Fuck. Yeah, come inside me. I'm gonna come. Well, That was incredible. Absolutely. I may need to wear a different dress to dinner, but that's okay. A small price to pay for a phenomenal orgasm. How are you feeling, honey? Yeah, you're doing okay. I know that was a lot of cum, huh? I'm glad that I could help you feel better. What a pleasant surprise all of this has been, huh? Why don't we get cleaned up together? And maybe we just order in. 'Cause I may or may not want some more. Perfect. Let's do it.